Hockey has long been a white-dominated sport. However, in recent years, some black women have risen to the top of the sport to shake up the status quo. One of those women is Mikayla Grant Mentes, the MVP of the 2020-2021 National Women's Hockey League, now known as the Premier Hockey Federation. Even with her accomplishments on the ice, people still struggle to comprehend the existence of black people in a historically white space.
If you tell someone, oh, Mikayla Grant Mentes, this, that, and like you go like watch a video or something and you don't actually see my face, you would never, I don't think anybody would ever believe that I was a black girl. But then when you see my face, you're like, oh, she's kind of good for a black girl. And it's like, well, why can't I just be good? You know, I'm just as good as everyone else. But it's like you had to make the comment as, oh, she's pretty good as a player of color. Like,
another trailblazer in women's hockey is Kelsey Colzer. She was the first black person selected number one overall in a North American Hockey League and recently became the first black woman head coach in NCAA ice hockey history. Yet, she faces the same issues as Grant Mentes.
When I tell people that I coach and then, you know, they ask what sport and I say ice hockey, and there's always this initial like level of shock because they don't expect someone that looks like me to be involved in ice hockey in any which way. So that certainly is something that I faced, you know, really through college, once graduating, you know, and now being a coach.
And while Colzer and Grant Mentes face those microaggressions, they, along with other black women in hockey, also face overt racism. Sydney Kinder, who played hockey in college and now volunteers with the Black Girls Hockey Club and with the Hockey Players of Color movement, was one player who was discriminated against while growing up.
It definitely makes it hard being the token kid on your team. I remember an incident while I played at Canton against, I believe it was Utica, and one of the players on the opposing team like called me the N-word on the ice, right? And it's jarring when you hear it because I only existed in that word in that moment to that person, you know. And explaining that to the coaches and like why I was so upset, it's just like they get it, but they don't get it.
Colzer had a similar experience.
I mean, I certainly was targeted in high school, you know, called racial slurs on the ice. And, you know, unfortunately in the moments, I reacted poorly, you know, and kind of sought revenge, as opposed to, you know, kind of being the bigger person. So that certainly has happened, but I think that's the rarity for me, which I really appreciate. And I think I'm fortunate to have that experience within the game because it's not what a lot of other black hockey players experience. You know, they're getting it every single day when they go to the rink, even sometimes from their own teammates, which I think is the hardest part.
One of those players who received racist remarks from teammates in the past is Soraya Tinker, who now plays alongside Grant Mentes with the Toronto Six.
I think the first time I was ever called the N-word was by my own teammates when I was around 12 or 13. So that racial slur came from my own teammates in my own dressing room. And then moving forward, I would say I have several stories, whether it's me playing in a white jersey and them calling a penalty on me and them saying 71 black. And I'm like, well, I'm in a white jersey.
Grant Mentes is not one to shy away from competition, but she knows there's a line when it comes to trash talk and racism crosses it.
We just need to learn how to stop using race as an insult and just like, just fight the person or like, you know, just get them back, go score a goal or something, or I don't know, do something that doesn't have to do anything with race.
Only time will tell, but with increased awareness and more black women in prominent hockey positions, both on the ice and off it, the goal is to see race left out of the conversation moving forward. For Annenberg Media, I'm Daniel Halpern.